It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Good morning and welcome back, Funnel Hackers. I'm so excited to share this with you. It's been kind of a crazy day, a crazy couple of weeks, actually. I've been trying to get a whole bunch of podcasts recorded for a long time. It has just not been happening. So we probably missed a couple here before this one actually gets out. It's really been one of this topic of wounds versus scars is one of the things I'm super passionate about. Primarily because I learned this actually from Natalie Hodson, and I thought a ton about how best to convey the message without at the same time getting too many of my own wounds and things out there. So let me kind of give you some context here. We were back at our inner circle meeting back in, I think it was early May, and Natalie was talking about this concept of wounds versus scars. I apologize for all the background noise real quick here. I'm actually out on a walk. It's the only way I'm going to actually be able to get this podcast recorded. So I thought I would take the time to record this. You're going to hear some background noise, and I apologize for that. So let me get back to this story here. Our early May, we're actually at Inner Circle, and Natalie gets up and starts talking and teaching a mini course here on wounds versus scars. And if you're familiar with her story, Natalie was actually had a product at the time, Dollar Fitness Club, and the whole idea was they were going to do something every single day, kind of like Dollar Beard Club, but Dollar Fitness Club, and they were going to do a video day, all this kind of stuff. And while she was doing her video, she ends up peeing her pants. And she keeps the video going, everything else. And again, I don't know all the details anatomically as far as after a woman has a baby and things, but there's this medical condition basically that happens that as you jump up and down a lot, it just your pelvic floor muscles and things aren't as strong. And so she ends up peeing her pants. This could have been just the most traumatic thing in the world for her. And so understand that is the actual wound. That was what's taking place in the moment. She ends up later basically using that story to sell over $1 million worth of ebooks on pelvic floor, abdominal muscles, fitness program type of thing. And with that, as I've taken a look and seen some of her things in her podcast and a lot of the stuff that she's doing, this whole concept of wounds versus scars has come up. So Russell asked her to teach the principle at her Inner Circle. And in teaching that principle, she actually got a lot of it from Brené Brown, who's got a great TED Talk about it. A lot of this goes back to being vulnerable. It goes back to being authentic. But the key is understanding the difference between a wound versus a scar. And how do you use that when you are actually going through a whole bunch of crazy, crazy stuff in life and yet want to be able to build and grow your following? And so she ended up teaching this principle, and I found it so fascinating that I've struggled at times becoming much more vulnerable, and it's literally has been a very, very difficult thing for me. We were at a writing or at a marketing retreat. What we ended up doing was bringing all of our marketing agency together in Boise. Julie Stoyan is the one who basically headed that up. And one of the things that Russell ended up teaching one night was this whole idea of a 5-minute life story. And I'm like, oh, I hate these kind of things. This is where you sit around and basically everyone tells different stories they've learned about life and gets all emotional and not one of the things I enjoy. But his was kind of interesting. He says, what I want you guys to do is basically tell your life story in 5 minutes. And I want you to actually take a marker on this pad of paper and start in the middle on the left-hand side. And then as it's a positive thing, I want you going up. As it's a negative thing, I want you going down. And really not just make it like a heartbeat pattern. Most importantly, to convey the message as far as the emotion and the learning and the pain or the excitement based on how high that mark goes up or how high that mark goes down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Russell. I still cringe at it. Ugh. I literally was the second to last person volunteering or basically having to go up. And I remember going through it and I'm like, oh, I just hate this kind of stuff. I'm usually super, super excited, super positive. I don't like dealing with a whole bunch of the negative stuff in my past because I can't change it. And so I was sitting there thinking, what can you do to basically learn from it, but most importantly, use it as a tool to help others? And about that same time is where this conversation of wounds versus scars came up. And really the idea behind it is for most people who are listening to you, who are following you, they don't want to know about the actual wound. They don't want to know as you're going through it as much as they want to know about the scar and what you learn from it on the back end or afterwards. And I thought a lot about that because I'm like, there's sometimes where people get so emotionally as far as sharing their stories in the heat of it in the moment, but there's no resolution. And so for a lot of people, they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this is going to end or they can be able to make it. I don't know. And so just due to the human element of empathy, a lot of people get very, very concerned when they're hearing about the wound because they want to help and yet they can't. Or the flip side of the coin is where a person's going through that wound and they make a little tiny scratch literally be as if their leg fell off. And so the wound at times can be a very, very tricky thing for a person to convey and teach from. Unlike the situation of a scar where it's already happened. You've already gone through it. You already know the end result. And because of that, you can actually use that as a teaching moment from the scar element more so than you can from the actual wound itself. And so in listening to Natalie, I said, well, how do you deal with this? She goes, one of the things I found that works extremely well for me is as I'm going through the moment, I know I'm going to eventually want to use that story later, but I want to convey the emotion of that story. And so what she's done is she actually will take, when she's in the wound itself, when she's dealing with it, some of the examples she was using was, she's now divorced and she's actually out dating again and all the crazy pain of getting back into being a single mom and dating. She says, you know, a lot of times people don't want to know the story of the wound itself, but they want to know the scar. And so she actually will record a video of herself so that she can get herself back into the emotion, the raw emotion that she was feeling of the wound, but be able to tell it from the scar side of the story. And I thought, gosh, that is such a great way of really getting good at storytelling, is to start telling the story to your in a video format on to yourself. Basically, grab your phone, push record, and capture the video. Capture the tears, capture the frustration, capture the anger, capture all the real raw emotion, and then use that raw emotion later as you go back to tell this about the scar. And what did you actually learn by going through that process? And I've thought about it so many times, and I'm really trying to get better at it myself, because now I try to go back to some of the stories. Again, going back to our 5-minute life story that Russell was basically having us convey. And because I don't like a lot of the issues around pain and things, I can't get myself back. I don't want to get myself back in that moment. And I've struggled at times. I sit there, I get frustrated because I'm like, I'd love to be able to convey that story with the real emotion, but I don't have it because it was so long ago. And so I just love Natalie's idea of being able to take the video, record yourself in the moment, use that, go back to it. And that way, as you're sharing it, you can bring back the emotion much quicker, much easier, and much more authentic. Or you could actually even use the recordings or use the video showing exactly what you were going through and then come back later and tell the story from a scar standpoint. What did you learn? How did you grow from it? It's been just a fascinating concept. I'm trying to do more of myself. And as I take a look at building a following, the idea behind this is people want to know that they can, that you're one chapter ahead, that, you know what, I can get through this thing. And by having scar stories more so than just the wound, it's much more compelling and it's much easier to get involved with it. Now, with that said, there's another side to the story, and that is documenting the process. If you take a look at Marketing Your Car, the podcast that Russell started with, that was his going through the crap, going through all the craziness of his life when business was falling and things weren't going well. And if you take a look, a lot of the times there wasn't a complete conclusion to it, but he was in a situation to where he was able to convey from the point at which he was at what was really going on. And so there's kind of a fine balance behind it. The key to it is to make sure that as you're out there telling the story, that it's done in a way that has either a conclusion to it, or you're taking someone through the journey with you and you're letting them know that in advance, where you're like, listen, I don't know how this is going to end, but let me tell you where I'm at right now. This is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm dealing with. And at the same time, sometimes you can even reach out and say, listen, I don't need your help right now on this. But this is what I'm going through. Or, you know, I really am struggling and I really do want to know. And if you know someone who can help me in this area, reach out, DM me, tag me, whatever else. But just realize there's a fine balance between the two. And for most people, just due to their empathy, a lot of people have a hard time hearing wound stories, more so than they prefer hearing the scar story, because they know how it ends. And that open loop sometimes, for a lot of people on the wound side, can be kind of frustrating. So just realize that there's two balances, two sides to the story of it, and to really do all that you can to convey raw, pure emotion. I'm actually going to be trying to do that a lot more over the next couple of episodes and things. I've got the opportunity of interviewing a lot of people who are part of our ClickFunnels community, and then I'm going to be tossing in some of the ideas and things that I've gone through on my journey as an entrepreneur and as part of this ClickFunnels funnel hacking community. Next week, I'm actually going to be down in Carlsbad, family vacation, and I'm looking forward to really taking this lesson that I've learned from Natalie and going back and trying to create a lot more stories and tell them from both sides. At the same time, we are going through some crazy stuff at ClickFunnels just due to the pace that we try to push. And I want to be able to convey that to you guys as well. So you're going to hear both sides and kind of let me know, it's almost as a test. Do you prefer the wound side or do you prefer the scar side? So with that, have an amazing day. I look forward to talking to you guys soon. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.